Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The Vatican is changing its guidance towards the supernatural. They're going to update things like how you determine if the visions of the Virgin Mary are actually authentic and how should a divine apparition be confirmed. And the reason they're bringing about this change to the rules, it's because of a boom in claims in recent years and concern as well that these sightings, divine apparitions, are spreading online faster now than ever before. And Irish historian and poet Rob Buchanan is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Rob, what is the history of the religious supernatural in Ireland?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I'd say we have a depressing amount of supernatural religious mysteries in this country at the moment. Probably the peak from the last couple of decades was the Ballinspittle Cork incident in 1985 with the moving statues.
Tell us about that.
So that was a bit, within the space of a long weekend, we'll say, there was actually 30-odd towns with statues in them where people were reporting that they were seeing the Virgin Mary or statues of her actually moving and weeping and other unlikely events. So hearing about the Vatican's take on it today, it's actually healthy scepticism coming from them. It's called the dicastery for the doctrine of faiths, and it's the first time they've done it since 1978, because, as you've said, it's these religious alleged religious apparitions are mushrooming all over the world.
So, look, effectively what they're trying to do, Rob, at the moment, I'm sorry, by they, I mean the Vatican, they're going to tighten up the guidelines and the rules around, you know, if you get a report of a weeping statue, when is that fake news? Like, that's effectively what they're...
Well, I mean, you know, the cynic in me is saying that they're trying to protect their franchise and the monopoly, you know, because people have a social media congregation now. So to bring it back to the Ballinspittle thing, overnight you had people who were, mysteriously converting to, you know, to the faith because they'd seen these things, and they automatically assumed that the Vatican would embrace that. But again, you know, I have to say they were quite sceptical about it then as they are now. They have some fantastic scientists out there in the Vatican. They have one of the greatest observatories, by the way, in the world as well. So they marked those ones in Ballinspittle and the 30 more around the country, like Mount Mellery and in Waterford, etc., as just being optical illusions, really. You have really tired people looking up at these outdoor grottos that were built. There were hundreds of them built in 1954 by the Catholic Church. And you know, if you stare at something long enough, I mean, God, if you stare at the soulless, grinning faces of the politicians on the posters around this city, they almost seem human after a while, you know? Just tired eyes, really.
Yeah, I know. You always hear these stories over the years, though, don't you? Like, I know we would have had a number of grottos in and around areas and in the surrounding areas where I'm from in South Donegal. And, like, you always hear these kind of old stories about somebody who saw something.
It crosses over with the whole kind of, the local folklore and faith and stuff like that, you know. And the Virgin Mary, we respect as well. The Virgin Mary is like the ultimate Irish mammy, you know, figure. So people are often going out at all times and all weathers, you know. But it just makes you kind of wonder, really, what they're reporting isn't some, you know, great miracle or, you know, she's not like ending hunger or curing cancer or stopping wars. She's just wiggling her toes, you know, and kind of snapping her neck, like a leaf snap to the side, you know.
People will tell us, you know, that was the comfort maybe too that some people that they get from that. Is there any reason why, do you think, like they're talking about the boost or the increase in the number of people who claim in recent times that, you know, they've a genuine or a credible sighting or a divine apparition? Like, why is that? Is it just because of social media?
Well, historically, these normally happen around periods where there's great social unease, you know, there's anxiety. Look at the world at the moment, you know, we're inching towards midnight on the nuclear clock, the Armageddon clock, you know. There's probably people who are turning to religion. I know during lockdown, there was an awful lot of people, who would never have thought about praying and things like that kind of did. So there's always this historical swing. 1985, if you look at even then, I mean, that was a crazy time. It was, the year of Live Aid and the Troubles and, people were probably, you know, looking at the world in a more global way than they would have before. They also legalised condoms on prescription, so maybe that had something with the virgins. I have no idea.
Right. The weeping statues, is that the most common, I suppose, claim that we've had in Ireland?
It is. Well, yeah, the weeping statues and the slightly moving ones. So the actual term that the Vatican uses is lacrimations. So it just basically means tears flowing, you know, weeping. Coming from a little island nation where it rains indoors as well as outdoors, especially in old churches, it's a bit naive of people to, you know. I think there's something about the allure of having something that's not easily disproved or easily proved, you know. It's kind of given Our Lady a bit of plausible deniability. And if it gives people comfort, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, sure, not harm.
But I mean, when you have some kind of more cynically motivated people, to bring it back to that the granddaddy of all Irish, you know, religious miracles would be back to Knock, obviously, in 1879. And, you know, you have still thousands of people going there every year. You have a big airport, so there's a whole kind of gaudy industry. And yet nobody mentions that, you know, in 1879, in that town, there was a police station, and there were two policemen, and they happened to have a thing called a Type 3 magic lantern. You can Google it there, which had slides, and one of the slides was called Religious Scene Number 4. And that just happened to exactly match the apparition that was seen by these people. They say for those who believe, no proof is necessary, and for those who don't, no proof is enough. But it kind of makes me wonder what the modern apparitions will be like now, you know, with social media and things like that.
Yeah, and artificial intelligence, I suppose, as well, will be another thing that will probably come into the remit there too. All of this has been discussed actually today at the Vatican, these new guidelines that they're drawing up on the supernatural phenomena. That's all going to be presented today. So I've no doubt listeners will hear more about it.
Yeah, I mean, for a religion that's kind of based on things like the resurrection of the dead and, you know, and things like that, it doesn't surprise me that it does surprise me that the Vatican are actually being so healthily skeptic about it. One of the huge things that a lot of people were expecting the Vatican report to include, which it hasn't mentioned yet, is the whole phenomenon of UAPs, you know, the new term for UFOs, because the Vatican seems to have quite a positive kind of spin on it, you know. And again, as I mentioned, they're quite advanced in when it comes to science and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's very interesting, actually. And as I said, you'll hear more about this when the Vatican do publish their official guidelines on it, because that's happening today. Rob Buchanan is an Irish historian and poet. Rob, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.